You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. We're tuning into God's frequency here today, WGOD. God is always broadcasting. Let's tune our dials into his frequency today. We're going to be in the Old Testament here today, and we just started a series here at church called Moses, the Man of God. And we just looked at part one Sunday, and that was about a 50-minute sermon broken up in two. You heard the first half yesterday here on the radio. Today, we're going to hear the rest of it. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll be back in our verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation. So those are some of the things going on here at the radio at WGOD and what's going on at the church. You are invited. We'd love to see you for one of our services. Our next service is tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. My associate pastor, Darren Solana, is teaching that this month or through this series, and he is in a series in the book of Colossians. He's in chapter 2, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We would love to see you. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. If you're new to the area or looking for a new church home, I invite you to come and worship here at Island. IslandCommunityChurch.net is our website. Our statement of faith is up there. What we believe about the Son of God is up there. No more important things than that. Island Community Church is our YouTube channel, and many of the sermons for the past year are uploaded on there. Okay, let's get into the Word now. This is part two from this first sermon here, Moses, a Man of Faith. These are the tentacles that branch out, that start with you deciding you're going to follow God and trust him in the face of adversity. It starts right here. And then it just branches out like tentacles from there. You got the favor of God wherever you go. You got the Midas touch. Everything that you touch turns to gold. Your prayers get answered. And now God's going to provide some houses for you to live in. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. Verse 22. So Pharaoh commanded all of his people, saying, every son who is born you will cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Now I hear Charles Stanley say all the time on the radio, obey God and leave the consequences to him. Just like these midwives did. That's the answer always. Just like Dr. Stanley says, obey God and leave the consequences to him. That's the problem here in the world today. No one fears God anymore like these ladies did. Proverbs 1:7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If you don't fear God, and sorry to say, like the saying goes, you don't know nothing. Whether you are Pharaoh or a president of a country or the chairman of the board somewhere, you don't know nothing if you don't fear God. All right, so this is the scene in Egypt. Anti-Semitism is now ruling the day in Egypt. All the world hates the Jew. And what else is new, right? Just like today. We have our first ruler that I can see here who has a mad passion to destroy Jews. Now let's see how this plays out. See, this is the spirit of Antichrist, which we read in
1 John chapter 2 and chapter 4, it says this is the spirit that's already in the world. Not only do they deny the Father and the Son, but the spirit of Antichrist that's infecting people today hates Jews. And that's how you can identify someone that's been infected with this virus. They hate Jews. Now let's move on to chapter 2. There's a lot of churches here that hate Jews. Right, Dan? I mean, some churches swear off the nation of Israel. One big denomination here in this town had a big camp meeting, and when they came out, they decided they were going to support the Palestinians and sell any stock and any interest they had in anything Jewish in Israel. How's that for a good camp meeting? You've been infected if that's you. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. Now, a man of the house of Levi went and he took as wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him for 3 months. Remember the abortion rule in Egypt. We can't have any more Jews running around here now. So we got to drown like rats, all the males, and the girls, we can marry them. Change their last name, right? Or just make slaves out of them. Verse 3. But when she could no longer, this is Moses' mother here, when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, which is what they put in the ark, but they sealed it so that it would float, not take on water. They daubed it with asphalt and pitch and put the child in it and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister, whose sister? Moses' sister, Miriam. Which, by the way, is the name of Jesus' mother, Miriam. I know I'm going to get some emails from that. So his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Boy, can't you just picture this? Miriam standing at a distance, watching, wondering what's going to happen to her baby brother, floating in a makeshift ark. And here she is, standing beside the river, watching all this. Now, by an incredible stroke of luck, not, you got verse 5. Talk about providence. This whole sermon really is just one on providence, isn't it? Check this out. Verse 5. So then the daughter of Pharaoh, she came down to bathe at the river. And her maidens walked along the riverside, and when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." So then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, catch this now, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from amongst the Hebrew women so that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother, her mother as well. So then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I'll pay you to do it. I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. Man, oh man, you gotta love how God operates, huh? What are the odds of that? You see, all because some people feared God and not man or the government. Not only did Moses' mother get her son back, but now she gets paid to raise her own kid. Pinch me, please, Carol. I mean, I gotta be dreaming. This is what happens when you trust God, when you obey God, and leave the consequences to Him. Just like when we read in the book of Revelation, every time we go through the book of Revelation, we stop in chapter 1 where He says that's the only book where He promises you blessed. If you read, He said, blessed are everyone who's got ears to hear and who reads and who keeps the things written therein. One time we went through here, we looked in chapter 3, He says, behold, to everyone who overcomes out here, I'm going to give some of the hidden manna to eat that you know not of. What a blessing. That opened my eyes. Trust God, don't fear the government, and don't fear the ruler, but trust God. Maybe you might have to get out of the boat. Trust God when you're going through adversity. And then He says, I'm going to give you some of the hidden manna. No one can find it. It's in a storeroom up there, probably, right next to the broom closet. And you got hail, broom closet. Hidden manna, which is reserved for all of you who will trust God when you're going through adversity in your life. And other than it being next to the broom closet, that's the truth. Verse 10. So the child, let me ask, what's God calling you to do? What is God calling you to do today? How is He calling you to get out of the boat? To trust Him. To lean not on your own understanding. What's God calling you to do? We read in Galatians chapter 1, when God called the Apostle Paul said, immediately, I did not confer with flesh and blood. That is, he didn't ask another person what their opinion was. But he just did it. What's God calling you to do today? Now, verse 10. So the child grew. She brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, because I drew him out of the water. Now, Moses means drawn out. Now, let's let the author of the book of Hebrews tell us a little more about this man. Let's go to the New Testament now. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 23. Let's pick it up there. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23. God's Hall of Faith. Hebrews 11, verse 23. Now, by faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child. And, that's A-N-D, is how you spell that. They were not afraid of the king. And they were not afraid of the king's command. You see, just like the Hebrew midwives, just like Daniel in the lion's den, when the king, when the government said, there'll be no more praying around here, Daniel, he continued to do what he always did. Opened up his windows and he continued to pray. Trusted in God, and he left the consequences up to him. And look what God did to him. Read Daniel chapter sick sometime. The Apostle Peter, this was a verse that Luann had all the kids memorize here. We must obey God rather than men. So Moses' parents were not afraid of the king's command or of the king. They feared God, not men. When people tell you to do something wrong, that is. Church, when you trust in God like this, something happens. Something will happen in your life, and you will never be the same when you get out of the boat and trust God when you're going through something. For us here at this church, it was keeping the doors open when COVID hit. And the government said, no, you need to shut down. You need to close the church. And we made the decision, right? That we're not going to let the government force us to close these doors and close the doors to God's house and not let you people in here to worship. And that was the stand that we took. And how did God bless that in your opinion? Yeah. They came from all over this county, north, south, east, and west. The Spirit of God just compelled people to come here. And that's a choice that we made. Even though some people that we know and family who attended here sometimes passed away. Danny's brother, Sue and Dwayne's friend. We all know someone that passed away, but by golly, we're not shutting these church doors here. We're not going to let adversity force us to shut the doors. We're keeping the doors open. We're going to trust God through this. Maybe it's something different in your life. But we must obey God rather than men. These are the last recorded words ever spoken by the Apostle Paul before they took his head off. He said, "At my first defense, no one stood with me. Everyone forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me, and he strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." You know, I got to be thinking, I wonder if that was literal as well, just like it was for Daniel. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Verse 18, that's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and he will preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now that's the last thing that the man that wrote 14 books in the New Testament, those are the last words out of his mouth. I'm not listening to the government. I'm going to trust God. I don't care what happens to me. And once that happened, once he took that step like Indiana Jones, you see, he says, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Now, I don't have time to read this, but I was going to read to you Daniel chapter 3. If you guys want to read it some other time, read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three young Hebrew boys who the king said, bow down and worship me, and I want you to worship the image of the beast. Worship this gold image that I've set up. And they refused to do that. They said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to worship you, and we're not going to worship the image. And then they said this. They said, our God, who, this is Daniel chapter 3, verse 17. He said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image that you've set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of rage. And it says this, the expression on his face changed. Because he expected them to be a bunch of sissies. that are going to cave and do whatever the king or the government said. And they said, you know what? You can take that kite and go out here and fly it. And it says, the expression on his face changed. Probably went, hot, you know, smugness. Everyone's going to kiss my knee. And they said, you know what? I'm not doing that. We're going to trust God. We're not going to trust in you. And it says, the expression, that's verse 19, the expression on his face changed. So he heated up the furnace 7 times. Isn't that funny? I said I wasn't going to read this. Well, you guys won't shoot me for going an extra 3 minutes today, right? So they throw these cats into this fire. Verse 23, these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they fell down, bound, in the midst of this burning, fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose up in haste, and he said to his counselors, didn't we throw 3 guys into this fire? And they said to the king, but true that. And he says, look here, check this out, he says, I see 4 men loose in there, walking in the midst of the fire. And then this atheist, or however many gods he worshiped, but I'll tell you what, he didn't know him. This is what he said. He said, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt. And the form of the 4th man is like the Son of God. You see, the 4th person in the fire is the Son of God. And when you get out of that boat, we like to say, like Peter, when you fear God rather than men, this is what happens to you. Look, you either win or you win. Playing chess with Peter today is not a bad thing. Eating broccoli with Methuselah, even I could do that if I was in heaven. Right? I mean, you could do anything, right? But this is what happens when you follow God instead of unrighteous laws that go against God. This is what happens when you follow God instead of unrighteous laws that are against God, be it approving gay marriage, be it teaching evolution in school to the children. You've got a choice to make, you school teachers. Here, isn't that funny? How apropos that this is playing Monday morning at 6:30 in the morning, and Monday morning at 7:30 in the morning, or Monday afternoon at 5:30. You school teachers have a choice to make today. You can fear God, or you can fear men. Now, the Bible says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Psalm 19, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. I encourage you, school teachers, to side with God and leave the results up to him and see what happens with that. You get up here and you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 as a school teacher. Read Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 in school today or tomorrow. And leave the results up to God and see what happens. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Let's not you and I fear the king's commandment. And let's be like these others, Moses and his parents, and Daniel, and these 3 Hebrew children, and these midwives as well, and everyone else that pledge allegiance to the Son of God. You know what? We'll stop it right there. Hebrews 11:27, it said, by faith he forsook, speaking of Moses, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Then it says this, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now, later on in our story, he's going to see him who is invisible, at least partially. Now, we'll leave it off here. Next week, we'll see Moses murder a man and hide his body in the sand. Moses in the burning bush. That's where we'll pick it up. Let's pray. We exalt you, great Jehovah. We praise your holy name. Thank you for this great example you've given us here of great men and women and children of God who feared you rather than men and trusted you and followed your word instead of what others have said. Help us to be as bold. Like those that were in jail with Paul were bold because of his testimony when he was preaching in jail, even though he was chained up. Help us as well to be as bold due to the testimony of these men and women and children. Instill and impart into us some of the boldness that these people had. Show us our opportunities as well. When to speak up. When to share our dreams. When to be quiet. We praise you now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Three themes today. Number one, don't show favoritism in your family because it is the kids who will suffer for it. If you are in a blended family, and if your spouse has brought children into a marriage, look at the example of what happened here. And due to the fact that maybe you got divorced, you're going to have to do things different in your family. You're going to have to do things different. You're going to have to treat the children of your spouse or better, or... But don't let this happen to you is what he's saying here. This is how it happened to them. Don't let it happen to you. Don't show favoritism in your family. Number two, we must obey God rather than men. When men try to force you to take sides, to take the wrong side. And number three, all things work together for good in your life as well.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.